Okay, let's unpack this. You send us a file. A physical document, looks like.
Yeah.
Something tucked away like it wasn't meant to be found. It's labeled Project Baby 9. And just, holding it.
Yeah.
The paper feels old. Maybe classified. Definitely cryptic.
It really does have that feel.
Yeah, it's got this immediate unsettling vibe. This isn't like our usual deep dives, is it? We're not looking at known history here.
No, not at all.
Our focus today is this specific document, this file.
Exactly. The source material here is, well, it's unique. It's just this one file. Reads like some kind of internal report, maybe pulled from who knows where.
Right.
And our job, crucially, is just to understand what's in this document. We can't really verify it against anything else because, well, there doesn't seem to be anything else about Project Baby 9.
No outside record we could find.
Nope. So we have to treat this file as kind of our whole universe for this conversation. Unpack the story it tells us, detail by
The
detail.
story it tells. It's, frankly, it's astonishingly strange. Disturbing,
It
really.
is.
It talks about what? A hidden lab? Some genetically engineered baby?
An infant, yeah. With these extraordinary abilities, but also.
Also, some deeply unsettling characteristics.
Right.
And it all seems to lead up to this fatal incident with the lead scientist.
That's what the file lays out. Yeah, it's a narrative completely contained in these pages that just, it raises so many questions right off the bat.
Okay, let's open it up, see where it starts.
Right. So the file immediately sets the scene. Cold War, height of it.
Okay.
It claims 1953, there's this hidden lab located somewhere deep in West Virginia.
West Virginia 53.
And the project name, Project Baby 9.
Hidden lab, Cold War.
Yeah.
That screams secrecy, government maybe,
Right.
but the file doesn't say who is running it.
Doesn't explicitly state it, just where. And the
Dang.
stated goal, well, it's incredibly ambitious. It says they wanted to build the perfect human.
The perfect human. Wow. How does the document say they tried that?
It mentions using DNA extracted from over 200 individuals, individuals described as geniuses.
200. 200 geniuses. What does perfect even mean here? Does the file say, is it just about IQ?
It doesn't really define perfect beyond that description
Yeah.
using DNA from geniuses.
It's, yeah, it's an intense starting point.
Intense is one word for it, ethically. I mean, just based on this document's claim.
Oh, beyond questionable,
Yeah.
absolutely. But it pivots pretty quickly from the how to describing the subject they created,
Baby nine.
Baby 9. And the file is very clear. This wasn't a normal child, not even close. It details this development that's so rapid, so astonishing. It sounds impossible.
Okay, like what milestones are we talking about?
Well, it makes this flat-out claim, smartest baby to ever live. That's a direct quote from the file.
Smartest baby to ever live. Okay. Bold claim. Does it give examples?
It does. It says, for instance, by just 4 months old, this baby could mimic anyone's voice.
Perfectly.
4 months. Mimicking
Think
voices.
about the vocal control, the auditory processing.
Exactly. It's incredible. And then there's this detail that just makes you pause.
It claims that by 6 months old, this baby built a weapon
Wait, what? 6 months old, built a weapon.
from spare parts found in the lab. That's what the file says.
A weapon. What kind of weapon does it specify?
No, and that somehow makes it worse, doesn't it? The vagueness. Was it like a basic trap? Or something complex, we don't know.
Yeah, the not knowing is unsettling. A 6-month-old building any kind of weapon. I mean, what materials did it have? What was it seeing?
Raises so many questions about the environment, the supervision, and just the sheer terrifying ingenuity the file attributes to it.
And it doesn't stop there, right? There was something about
No.
languages.
Right. Astonishing literacy. It says the baby could write in multiple languages, English, Latin, and Arabic.
English, Latin, and Arabic. That's
Yeah.
a very specific combination, not just multilingual, but those languages.
Exactly. It suggests maybe a particular kind of knowledge it was exposed to
Wait.
or just capable of processing. Very unusual.
So these abilities are just completely off the charts, according to this document, pushing boundaries.
Totally. But the file, it doesn't just focus on the genius, it shifts. It talks about the unsettling aspects, what it calls the problems.
Oh, okay. The problems. So it wasn't all super genius then.
Not according to this report. This is where it gets darker. It paints a picture that's less child prodigy and more something else.
Elsa.
The file states, point blank, the subject was mentally unstable.
Mentally unstable, like perfect, that's vague. Does it give examples of this instability or just label it?
It illustrates it through strange behaviors
Yes.
and and one really bizarre physical thing.
Okay.
The black liquid.
The black liquid. What?
Yeah, the document claims that every time the subject got angry, this strange black liquid would leak from its eyes.
Leak from its eyes. Yeah. Black liquid. What was the file's explanation for that?
Get this. It just says it was because of his overly large brain.
Seriously, that's the explanation. Overly large brain causes black eye leakage during anger.
That's the sole reason given in the file. Yes. It's remarkably simplistic, almost pseudoscientific, right? Even within this bizarre story.
It's incredibly disturbing. What does that even suggest? Some weird physical link between its brain, its emotions? Biology gone strange.
It implies something profoundly unnatural. And the file adds to this unsettling picture with observations about its behavior, things that just don't sound like a child.
Like what?
It notes the subject didn't act like a child, that it never smiled and never cried.
Never smiled or cried. No typical emotional reactions.
Apparently not. The file paints this picture of detachment, like it wasn't engaging with the world like a human infant would. And maybe the most chilling detail, the observation, he just watched people like he was studying how to be human.
Oh, well, studying how to be human.
Yeah, that line, mm-hmm. It suggests this deep disconnect, right? Like it wasn't intuitively human, but was analyzing it from the outside, trying to learn or mimic it.
It reinforces that idea, this engineered thing, super smart, but maybe missing something fundamentally human.
Exactly. The contrast the document draws between the engineered genius and these non-human-like traits.
Yeah.
It really makes you think about the file's implied questions. What makes us human? What happens when you mess with that?
Yeah. Okay, so this contrast. Genius, but deeply unsettling. It leads us to the climax of the file, right? Yeah. The incident.
The pivotal event, the one that's apparently shut everything down. The document gives a specific date, July 14th, 1954.
Just over a year after the project supposedly started, what does the file say happened on that day?
It recounts it with this strange sort of clinical brevity. It states the lead scientist, Dr. Willie Stroker, always found dead in his office.
Yeah.
And the cause of death stated in the file, his heart stopped immediately.
Okay, sudden cardiac arrest seems possible. But there was more, wasn't there?
There was. A critical forensic detail the file makes sure to include. No sign of struggle. Hmm.
Okay, that changes things. Mm-hmm. A sudden death, heart stops, hidden lab, no struggle.
Right. If it was just a natural heart attack, maybe that makes sense. But given the context, the subject, its abilities, the instability, the weird traits.
Yeah.
No sign of struggle feels less like just a medical note and more like the file is pointing towards something else, something not conventional, violence. It's perplexing. How does that happen? So sudden, so complete, no physical interaction indicated.
And right after mentioning that, the document brings in the final piece of evidence from the scene, the note.
The note, left on Dr. Stroker's desk. The file quotes it verbatim, short, sharp.
What did it say?
It just says, this is what happens when you trap something smarter than you.
Wow. This is what happens when you trap something smarter than you. Okay. In this scenario, the one the file presents, who wrote that?
Given everything else the file has told us, the subject's abilities, its detachment, the implication is unavoidable, isn't it?
The file definitely points towards the baby.
It strongly implies it. And if that's the case, that note transforms the death from a mystery into a direct consequence attributed to the subject. It's incredibly chilling.
Yeah, absolutely. So what happened right after this? The death, the note?
The immediate consequence, according to the file, was abrupt, stark. The project was shut down.
Big sense. Lead scientist dead, that note.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd shut it down.
Seems logical, but the biggest piece missing from the file is what happened to Baby 9 itself after the shutdown.
Right. What did it say?
It states simply, maybe unbelievably, the baby was never found.
Never found. Just vanished. After the scientist's death from a hidden, presumably secure Cold War lab.
That's what the file claims.
How does an infant, even one like this, just disappear? No trace. Did they search? How did it get out?
The file offers zero details on that. No mention of a search, no explanation for an escape, no clue where it might have gone. It's just a void in the document, a deafening silence on that point.
And that disappearance.
Yeah.
That's what leads to the very end of the file, where it kind of shifts gears.
Exactly. It moves from recounting supposed events to just pure speculation about the subject's fate. Because they just don't know, according to this record.
Right. What does it speculate?
It ends with this hypothetical. Suggests possibilities. It states that some say he grew up pretending to be normal.
Pretending to be normal.
Okay, maybe even working for the government now.
Working for the government. Wow. That ending,
yeah,
it doesn't tie things up at all. It leaves it completely open.
Totally. It transforms the story from this like contained historical incident in a file into, well, into a potential ongoing thing. The file's own speculation suggests the subject didn't just disappear. It might have integrated undetected.
Which takes this whole unsettling narrative and just projects it forward. From a Cold War secret to a potential present day unease.
Precisely.
Okay, so let's just quickly recap what this single document Project Baby 9 has laid out for us. We have a hidden lab, West Virginia, 1953.
Yep.
An attempt to make a perfect human using DNA from 200 geniuses.
Resulting in an infant with impossible abilities, mimicking voices, building weapons at 6 months old.
But also deeply disturbing traits, unstable, that weird black liquid, never smiling or crying, studying how to be human.
Leading to the sudden death of the lead scientist in 54, no struggle, and that chilling note left behind.
This is what happens when you trap something smarter than you.
Then the project shuts down and the baby vanishes. Never found.
Leading to the file's own speculation that it might have grown up, assimilated, could be anywhere, even working for the government. That's the story this file tells.
And looking just at the single source, the thing that jumps out is the sheer number of unknowns, the contradictions, even within its own story.
Right.
That sudden death, no struggle, the bizarre physical symptom with that flimsy explanation, the genius versus the lack of basic human traits described, and the vanishing act from a secure facility. These elements, just based only on this document, they leave so many questions unanswered by the file itself.
So why even look at a file like this? It could be, you know, anything. A hoax, maybe? Who knows?
Well, even if you set aside whether it's real or not, the story itself, it forces you to grapple with some really unsettling ideas.
Yeah.
It's a narrative about unchecked ambition, isn't it? About what happens when science pushes boundaries in secret. About intelligence, humanity, especially when something is created, hidden away, experimented on, like this file claims happen, it really makes you think about what human actually means.
And that final speculation of the file.
Yeah.
The idea that this subject might have survived, grown up pretending to be normal.
Yeah.
Maybe integrated into society.
Yeah.
It leaves you with this really provocative thought, doesn't it? Straight from the document's own narrative about being, studying how to be human from the outside. How would you ever really know? How could you tell if someone around you wasn't quite what they seemed to be?